The Gold Coast Light Rail has been in the spotlight for years, and with the Brisbane Olympics on side, the debate has intensified. For some businesses, it's been positive, but not so much for others. Burleigh Heads is one of the most trending suburbs in the area, and for a shopfront, the arrival of this new public transport has meant literally both things. The Wire's contributor from The Source News, Sarah McCracken, has the story.
Burleigh Heads has always been more than just a beach. For decades, it's been a village, abundant in surf culture, boutique shops, and its relaxed atmosphere. But with the arrival of the light rail, Burleigh is changing. For some, that change means closing their doors. For others, it means taking a chance on something new. For tattooist Tim Ebbles, that change meant saying goodbye to his shop, Borderline, after 30 years.
This has been my home and my identity for a long time, and letting go of that is another piece in itself.
Borderline is more than a tattoo studio. Since the 1990s, it's been a cultural landmark where surfers, artists and locals come to tell their stories in ink. But as Burleigh prepares for light rail development in the main strip, Tim says he doesn't want to fight the tide.
Most of Burleigh was against it. Local businesses, we were forming a party of against the rail, but, you know, you can't stop progress.
Instead, he's retiring, travelling and auctioning off decades of artwork, closing one chapter as the suburb itself enters a new one. But right next door, the same light rail project has opened new doors for another business.
Well, it's been 2 years in the making. We're going to expand in the next door and put an alfresco area out the back, increase our menu offerings for a bit more restaurant-y style, a bit more bar style.
Simon Scott owns Red Hot Cod, a fish and chip shop. He's seizing the chance to expand into Borderline's old space, turning his small shop into a bigger hub for the community.
For a takeaway shop, we sell what we say is restaurant quality food at takeaway prices. The locals look after us, that's why we're still here.
But it hasn't been easy. Construction has taken a toll, with Simon estimating that business has dropped more than a third since development began.
It's been tough. It's been a real battle. We've actually had to put money into it to keep our business going over the last few months. Dropped by about 15-20% at the moment. We're probably on about nearly 35% down on what we'd normally do. But, you know, a situation like we are, fortunately, I'm motivated enough to jump in and do some hours to save on wages and that.
Now, debate over the light rail has flared again. Stage 4 of the project, the extension from Burleigh to Coolangatta Airport, has been scrapped. Deputy Premier Jared Blay says the decision comes after cost blowouts and strong community opposition.
We will not be proceeding with Gold Coast Light Rail Stage 4. This is a project the Labor Party originally promised at under $3 billion, and the review indicates that if Gold Coast Light Rail Stage 4 was to proceed, it could be upwards of $9.85 billion.
But not everyone agrees. Opposition leader Stephen Miles argues the cancellation leaves the southern Gold Coast without the transport connections it desperately needs.
It is a bad decision that condemns one of our biggest cities to a half-finished public transport network. There's no question that these projects are hard, but they are city-shaping. This would have defined the Gold Coast.
The scrapping of Stage 4 development highlights just how contested the light rail remains. And in Burleigh, those divisions are already shaping lives and livelihoods. Simon and Tim's stories show how the light rail brings both opportunity and loss in Burleigh. Two businesses, two very different stories. One closing, one expanding. Both shaped by the tracks being laid through the heart of Burleigh. For some, it's the end of an era.
I'm very proud of what's happened, and I think I'm quite happy with the closure of this part of my life.
For others, it's the start of something new.
Coming any day of the week, whether you're in your, you know, board shorts or bikinis, or you want to come in a suit and have a meeting for work, let's have it that type of place, you know, so something for everyone. We're pretty excited about it.
Burleigh is changing. The only question is, what kind of Burleigh will be left when the light rail finally arrives?
The Source News, Sarah McCracken, with that report.